Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
My name is Olive Tucker, and I would like to welcome you to the Tuck In Podcast. Each week, myself and my two sisters, we tuck into life subjects with three different points of view. It can get crazy.
Hi, I'm Sandra, and I'm the middle sister.
I'm Catherine, I'm the eldest.
In this episode, we want to tuck into the school gates and everything to do with the schools. Now, there is a lot that goes on between the school gate, the drop-offs, the lunches, yada, yada, the WhatsApp groups, you name it, we're going to cover it. And we want to discuss how we feel about it, and we also want to know how you feel about it. So let's tuck right in. Okay, Sandra.
Yes.
Are you the type who dresses up when you go to collect or drop off your kids?
I would have been.
Okay, so tell
100%
me.
100% would have been. And not for any reason to impress anybody, just myself, to feel good about myself.
Okay.
Do you know what it is, I think? I hate when people say to you, oh, you all right? You look very tired.
I hate those people.
Do you know what I mean? Oh, geez, is everything okay? You don't look right. So I would have to have my face on.
Okay.
Because I don't want that conversation. Because when someone says that to me, my back is up then.
But what if someone goes to you, you know the way you get these fools and that's all they are? Because if you're saying to someone, you look tired, you don't look well, stop saying that.
You know, see, people don't need to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so stop it.
As my ma would say, if you've nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. Do you know what I mean? You don't do that.
But on the flip side, if you're dressed up and you're, you know, you're spruced up and you have your full face of makeup on and it's first thing in the morning, people... What if they say to you, come here, what are you all dressed up for?
Because just to make myself feel good. Like I used to get, Jesus, where'd you get the time to put your makeup on? Where'd you get the time to do your hair? Do you know what I mean? You've got four kids.
Mm.
You make the time to do that. You just, not saying that my house isn't crazy in the morning, my house is crazy in the morning, but I think if you walk it out properly, you can make that time to do that. But as time has gone on, as I said earlier, I used to be that woman.
Miss Andrea, you getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning to do a full face?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
She used to.
No, I didn't get up at 6 in the morning.
You always get up in your hair.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm talking about now as a mother going to get the kids.
But you've always prepped yourself in the morning.
Yeah, I have. Oh, yeah. I probably would have. Yeah, my hair would have always been immaculate going to school.
As long as I can remember, you would have had your hair and makeup done going to secondary school.
Oh, yeah, I would have. Yeah, definitely.
So, like, that's just follow through.
Yeah, but in recent times, I think when number three kid hit, you're kind of like, oh, I haven't got time for that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now the two older ones are getting themselves ready. I'm getting slowly but surely back into it. I will go a full face. I wouldn't be dressed from head to toe like I'm going out to the pub.
Right.
But I'd be decent.
Well, I'm disgraceful looking.
Are you?
I am. Like, sometimes when I look at me on my day off, I'm like, Olive, you need to take,
oh,
like...
Oh, God, don't get me wrong. I have me off days.
No, I understand that. But, like, say if I'm dropping the kids and I'm not in work, I'm disgraceful looking. Like, I'm thinking comfort is key. It tortures me to even try and get out of me pyjamas. Like, I have my hair on top of my head. I have the biggest, longest jacket on because God only knows what's underneath that jacket.
Yeah.
There still could be a pyjama top underneath that jacket.
Oh, I've done that. I've been there.
You know what I mean?
I've been there.
Like...
But Do you not think that's probably because you dress up for work like 6 days a week or however many days you're working? So on your day off, you just want to relax.
No, I get that.
Let her all hang out.
But my mornings are, I'm sure like everyone else's, you know.
Crazy.
Ah, kill me now. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, come on, lad.
Move it.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is now I think where I eased off, because I'm getting in the car, I have done the long coat with the pyjamas underneath and the hair would just be done and the face would just be done.
But you see, you're still conscious of doing your face and your hair.
I'm still conscious of it. Yeah, I'm still conscious of it.
Oh no.
Whereas I'm up in the morning.
And then the days, go on.
I'm up in the morning and if I put cream on, I'm gone.
What, cream in your face? Like?
Yeah. Like I couldn't be arsed. I just have other things to do.
Yeah, but I see.
Whereas
it
my
now.
Priorities would be, I like to have my kitchen tidy before I leave the house.
Oh, God, oh, we know. You need to mop your floors
No.
So she's straightening her hair, you're mopping your floors, and I'm just disgraceful looking.
Ah, come here, I was curling my hair when I was in labour.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I mean?
I remember being on the phone to her, and her waters had broken. She was standing in our bathroom washing the car, the rocket top,
the straps.
And I was like, what are you doing? Well, I'm going to be going to the hospital in about an hour or so, so I'm going to just have this done. So when he's picking me up, I was like, ah, something wrong with you. Full face of makeup on, hair curled, tan and all done.
Hell yeah.
And she was in labour.
Hell yeah.
No.
I looked like something had, like, battered me. I was pulled all shapes and sizes. Oh, my God.
No, well,
I just remember your nose when you were coming to the end of your pregnancy. I remember one time, Katrin, she's always on death's door when she has kids, and anyway, whatever happens to her, but she FaceTimed me once. She was off her mind on whatever tablets they were giving her, and she FaceTimed me, of all people, right? And I was like, Jesus, Katrin, you look great. She's like, yeah. She was a cross between Chunk from the Goonies, right? And your woman, I goes to her, come here, I think you look, you're the image of Charlize Theron. She goes, am I? I goes, yeah, the fucking villain monster, you lunatic. Like, what are you doing? And she's like, and then she starts crying. And I was like, no, let it out. Them tears are good. Someone get her off the FaceTime immediately.
I remember when she was in labor with Christian, and I flew in straight away. I was like, because it was the first grandchild, like on a plane, in we go. And she picked me up in Dublin Airport and she's like, in slow labor. And I never forget looking
down.
The pair
of dungarees.
The dungarees. Right?
Get them off you.
When I looked at her feet.
Get them off you.
And the trainers hadn't even got the laces tied because she couldn't.
My feet went to a size E.
Well, I could have given you shoes if you needed those. Oh, I have loads of shoes in all sizes.
Yeah, size 8 I went up to. Oh my God. My nose was out. The size of my face. Everything was gone. Huge.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't be arsed now in the mornings.
It's not for you.
No.
No, no, I would say I haven't, and I've had people saying, oh, you're letting yourself go. I used to always think, when's she going to have an after? And I have a friend that would say that to me, and we have that conversation all the time. It's favourite. Oh, that's it. Now she's driving. She's going to prom way.
No way.
Yeah.
So I always think.
Of, just tongue in cheek, nothing like.
Yeah,
you know,
nothing horrible.
No, God, no.
Yeah.
God,
see, I
no.
always think of, like, you know, there's loads of different mammies that drop off. So you do have the glamorous ones like you.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Do you know what I mean? And I often do think, like, I am like that. How are they getting time for that? Yeah. Like, what's certain? Yeah. If I miss a beat in the morning, then one of them goes without their water bottle. I'm like, ah!
But if you think about it, if you really think about it, right? How long does it take you to do your face?
No, I need to ask you this. I need to break this down. Right,
break it down.
Okay, so when you're upstairs straightening your hair for the drop off to the kids.
No, I wouldn't be straightening my hair.
Okay,
now.
When you're upstairs putting makeup on.
Yeah.
What are your kids doing?
Making their lunch.
Okay.
Doing their own lunch.
Okay, so they're very self-sufficient.
100%.
But I'm talking, okay, they're older now. That's grand.
Yeah.
But what about when they were younger?
Get them sorted and then you go up and do it.
So what time are we getting up at here in the morning?
So when I walked, we had to leave the house like a half.
6 o'clock.
We would have to leave the house at 8:30. So I would have been up probably about 7:30.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? 7:15. Do you know what
I mean? Still not enough time in my house.
Is it not though?
Well, look, if the older one now gets herself organised, she's really like, I'll still make her lunch.
Yeah, see, so I need you to break down what you do in the mornings then. So
mops our floors.
Yeah, but see, there's where the problem lies.
I don't mop floors in the mornings.
Then break your morning down for me.
So I get up, I'll come down, and when I come down, I'll do the breakfast.
Yeah.
And then.
So you're doing the breakfast?
Yeah, I'll make the breakfast, and then I'll make the lunches.
Yeah.
And then that'll be done. And I'll clean that all away.
Can I pause for a second?
Yeah.
Are you going to mention the fact that you get everything out the night before and that your kitchen's like a hotel? Like, you know, when you go downstairs, have breakfast in a hotel and you've like all the cereals.
Yeah, I'm prepped the night before. Of course I do, because it saves time on the morning. Take a bowl out, take a cereal.
Not normal. Sorry, can I just jump in and ask, what time are you getting out of bed?
In the mornings? Well, depends on, 2 mornings a week I get up early to go training.
Yeah.
So I'm up at 6 for that. So when I come home, you from stay training, up. I'd stay up. Yeah, no, I might go upstairs and sit on the bed and maybe flick through my phone or whatever, see what's in the news or whatever, and that'd be it. But I'd be up.
Play a game.
Candy Crush. Oh, here we go. Or the other mornings would be, I'd probably get up at what, 7:45.
So okay, so I just need
to start school at 10:09.
So this is the prep in the morning, right? So then we get to the school gates, and are we? Okay, I know exactly who I am in this situation. Are you the type of mammy who, you know, has the cup of tea, has the coffee? I'm not leaving the house without my takeaway cup of tea or coffee.
I have to have my takeaway tea.
Do you know, I'm up and gone.
You're not having a takeaway tea?
Nothing, no.
I have to have the tea in the car.
Yeah. So, Sandra, you're decked out from head to toe, hair done. Oh my God. Like, I would be looking at you and on the mornings, like being like.
But it's not like that every morning. Let's not paint a picture here.
Oh, it is,
do you know what I mean? No, let's not paint a picture here.
Is she in denial, Catherine?
She is. Don't be my nurse. From as long as I can remember her getting up in the mornings, she used to have that fucking hairdryer on. First thing in the morning, and I'd be still in bed. Because I obviously wasn't in secondary school. I was walking, or it might be my day off.
In fairness,
your hair is your crown, Catherine.
She has a wog ahead.
Your hair is your crown.
She didn't need to blow dry
your hair. You need to have your hair
done.
Yeah,
but you do, because for your type texture there, Sandra's hair is not straight, it's not curly. It's like,
it's fucked. It's fucked.
It's like, hey.
It was once described as, this feels like it's been washed in Domestos.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a compliment. Yeah, isn't that really
as good as your hair? I hope you defriended that person.
Oh, that's, never to be spoke to again.
Yeah. Dead to me.
Dead.
Right. So are we sociable in the morning at the school gates? Like, are we having the chats with the mammies? Are we dropping and go? Don't want to stick. If I'm in bits in the morning, which I do be, I don't want to see no one.
Yeah, you see, so I miss that. Okay. And I tell you why I miss that. And I don't have that anymore. It's because Air School has a great system. So Air School will be on a roundabout. And they've now...
It's drop and go.
It's like drive through McDonald's.
It's open the door,
open the door, kids out, gone. See you later. Bye. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Love you.
Yeah.
When we didn't have that system, I loved nothing better then, because obviously I was walking, you know, seeing who's in the playground, catch up, what you do the weekend, you know, where he's going on, you know, have the little chat.
She's that mammy, that's a pain in the hole.
Everyone fucking I'm not a pain in the hole.
Oh, pain in the hole.
Here she comes. She looks great, we're our kids.
Kill me now.
Freezing fucking cold.
Kill me now.
Oh no.
I can't, kill me now.
Whereas, when I go to school, I just like a little cul-de-sacs and I pull in there, and there's three or four mammies. And I love the little chest, but depending on what I have on that day, if I have to fly off somewhere, if I'm walking, I'm doing something.
I was just going to say, depending on what I have on that day, clothes wise.
That's what I don't want me to see. That's what I'm thinking.
No, because I am. If I'm going to walk, I'm in black. If I'm not, I'm just in wherever. But I will always chat to them, because I don't care whether I'm. It is what it is.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But I will, if I have nothing on, I'll have a little chat. It's usually the same crap. Like, it's how you're feeling, so what's going on.
When we're yapping, right, that's grand. Yeah. But talk to me about WhatsApp groups, because nowadays, the mammies or the school WhatsApp groups are
ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
But Sandra, I can imagine you heading that up,
I'm the one that where they're going, Sandra, you've missed her. Sandra, you've missed her.
Yeah, because you're probably busy blow drying your hair, love.
Oh, no. I can't keep up with it. There's too much going on.
Is it pressure?
I don't think it's pressure. It's annoying.
Is it?
I find it annoying.
So you're the muter, because I know Catra mutes.
I didn't
everything.
Even know you could mute. So I'm not the mute. So my phone's going, bing, 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 bing. No, seriously.
For real?
Somebody said to me, you know you can mute certain groups. I was like, I didn't know that.
Sandra, I've everything on mute.
Have you?
I've groups of groups. Just like in work alone, there's probably about 15 groups. I avoid all messages. And I'm just like, I haven't got time for it.
Yeah, and I'll catch up when I need to. In.
And if it's that important and I haven't seen it, someone will ring me about it.
You see, that's where splinter groups come in.
Oh, so yeah, talk to us about a splinter group.
So I have a splinter group. So obviously there's the 75,000 messages in the group, grand. And I'm not that mammy that knows every kid, every teacher. Although I have to tell you, some of the teachers are getting younger. Like, they look like Disney princesses.
Oh, beautiful. Gorgeous.
Ah, gorgeous. Beautiful. Like, I'm here for them. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Real young, hip, happening, trendy.
Not
all
like
about.
When we were kids.
Yeah, no, definitely not when we were kids. Anyway. But like, you know, you get 75,000 messages in the WhatsApp group, and would you be embarrassed to leave it? I have a splinter group because I can't.
Who arranged that splinter group?
Oh, I did.
Oh, you? So you?
Oh, I'm on a need to know basis. Like, I.
So you telling me you've got a PA?
No.
No. So who's involved in the splinter group?
So on the splinter group, I'm just like, what's happening? I can't go through them 79 messages.
So does the same person give you the details?
Yeah.
So she's your PA.
She's definitely not my PA.
She definitely is.
And I'd love her to be if she was, but I'm here. No, but there's a couple of people in this splinter group.
Oh, right. So it's just two
no,
people.
No, there's a couple, as in, well, there might be one or two, but I'm just like, right, what are we doing? So it might be like, you know, okay, I'll have Wednesday's tracksuit day, sports day, whatever. I'm like, grand, boom, got it. Don't need to go through 17 messages.
You don't read the newsletters then? Do you get newsletters?
I do read the newsletter, but I don't remember.
Oh, so you don't, yeah, I'll be like that.
Do you know what I mean?
I'd be very like that.
You see, in air school, it's in the little journal. So if our tracksuit is on Tuesday, it'll be on Monday night.
So is that the journal where the homework comes into? Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't see that either.
Oh, so you...
I have to sign my journal every night.
No, absolutely homework.
Just skim through that.
So you're not a homework gal, Sandra?
Well, not that I'm not a homework gal. I make sure the kids have the homework done.
Mm-hmm.
If the kids have any questions, go ask your dad.
Yeah. Really?
Well, dad know that. Dad's great at maths.
So what time did your kids do their homework at?
When they come home from school.
Because mine are in the door.
Oh, we know, yeah. At the door, yeah. I can't talk to you right now. I'm doing homework. Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, that's right. Because once it's done for the day. Have something to eat and then you go and play.
I think, though, as well, I think I've seen a big difference in the homework that your kids get to what my kids get.
Okay, yeah.
I think it's not a different education system, but it's like you get a lot of written stuff.
Mountains.
Yeah.
And projects.
Yeah, exactly.
You love a project.
Oh, yeah, but you love a project and you're very good at them. Let me say, like, you're very good at them.
Catherine, you want to do the homework.
I know. No, it depends. If it's a project, I don't mind.
Catherine, give over.
You love the homework.
You love it.
You think the homework's for you.
But ours isn't. And ours will be done on laptops or tablets.
The homework?
Yeah, yeah. It's all done through, like, websites.
Oh, no.
So the kids loved, and I know, my little fella loves nothing. I need to do my homework because it's on a laptop.
Yeah, but what if you're not, like me? I'm not very high tech, high spec, Hyundai with a laptop. Like, I could get you the basics, like, it's grand and all. But what if you're not, like,
I've asked that question. Well, then, obviously, they're going to ask for help for the teachers, aren't they?
Like, bring back Anne and Barry went to shop, is what I say.
Yeah, 100%.
No, we don't have laptops.
100%.
She does stuff in school on laptops, but she has, the journals, workbooks. Everything's in a workbook. Yeah.
So in the WhatsApp groups, you know, obviously it's a point of contact where if something's, you know, if you need codes or if it's homework or this, that and the other, are you jumping in? Are you getting involved in these WhatsApp groups?
I usually see the message when it's too late and someone else has answered it.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be the same.
I'm not on the button for it. I'm just so bad.
I don't. I'm brutal. Absolutely brutal.
But I will say, though, there is people that will give you the heads up. Do you know what I mean?
They'll say, love those.
Yeah. Like, I would give, and I've done it for people as well, and I'd be delighted because then I know, oh, I've remembered this. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I'm a great mother.
I'm on top of this. I'm winning. Yeah. And they were like, oh, shit, I didn't know that was happening today. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. Did you not know Wednesday was odd sock day? Yeah. Well, it is. And you feel a little bit proud of yourself.
No,
do you know what I mean? But then, hold on a minute. Next Wednesday, I've missed, like, it's yellow jumper day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it swings and roundabouts.
Too many things going on. I just don't. I'm just now. Someone will say to me, do you see that? I'm like, no. And then I'll be like, all right.
Catherine, how are you not on the committee?
Oh, I haven't got time.
But the PTA, like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
Enough to be doing.
No.
I always will help out and I'll turn up the things.
Well, anytime I talk to you, you're at a bazaar or you're at a bake sale.
Yeah, and
something.
I'll do that and I'll always be there. Yeah. But I can't commit because for meetings and gatherings and all that.
I think that's what it's about. It's the commitment.
Yeah, I can't do it. I don't be letting people down.
I'm one of those people where it's like, oh yeah, I'll do that. And then I'm thinking of every excuse to get out of that meeting. So I don't want to have to put myself up. I don't want to have that in my brain. Shit, what am I going to say tonight? So I don't want to go to the meetings. I don't want to do it.
Oh, no, I don't. You can't say I'm going to be there and then
not
do it.
And not be there, yeah.
If you're going to commit, you're a hunter. You're either in or you're not in.
Yeah, well,
exactly.
I'm not committing.
So no, I will always say I'm available to help.
Yeah.
Or to, you know, pop
in. So is that like, call me, don't call me?
No. If I say I'm available to help, I will help.
You've even helped at one of my school. She's helped at one of my school. Yeah, build a balloon arch.
I didn't see you asking me to help.
You weren't. Oh, you haven't been in London for a while. That's why. Actually, I've got a Leavers Disco this year. You're more than welcome to come and help.
I'm too busy. I'm washing my hair.
There you go.
I've no problem, but I just cannot commit to being there week in, week out at certain times because I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, of course.
So come here.
Fair play to those that do, I want to say.
Oh, come here, be lost without
you. You know what I mean? Fair play to them. They give an awful lot of time.
Yeah, it's just not my vibe.
Not mine.
You're dressing up when you're going for the parent-teacher meeting?
No. Well, if I'm dressed up from the morning anyway.
Ears are on phone. We do it by phone.
I always feel when I go into a school, like, you know, if I'm going for a parent-teacher meeting, I start getting nervous.
Do you feel like the principal's going to say something
It just makes me nervous. It just makes me feel, takes me back to my childhood.
I think you revert back to being a child. And I call them miss and I'm like half my age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like I want to tell them, get the cop on, will you?
Okay.
Because sometimes they're like over-exaggerating. Like, she might have said that, but like, seriously, who's a child here? Like, let's get on with it. But you can't, because you kind of have to go like a bit of respect.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Because I'm doing a job and it's a hard job.
Yeah.
And we appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know,
they are sores and misses, though.
Yeah, but you do.
Yeah.
They can sore and miss all day long. Where if your husband's gone and he starts getting himself spruced up and he's going into this 24-year-old teacher who's a hot piece of ass and you're like, and you can't go because you're in work?
But how do you know he's getting spruced up if you're in work?
You know, he's hardly going to go in a tracksuit. Well, I know some men do, but listen, if you're over 24 and you're wearing a tracksuit, stop it right now. Stop it right now.
It's not happening.
Unless it's a nice, dressy, gorgeous tracksuit.
A dressy tracksuit?
Oh, absolutely. Marks and Spencer's do a great range.
I'd be a label.
Yeah.
Marks and Spencer's.
Yeah.
Okay. Lovely. Enough, I get it.
But I will teach you lots on drumming.
Thanks very much.
If you're loving this episode or you're just nosy, you can find more of us on Insta at Tuck In Sisters. Linktree is in the bio. Share, subscribe to the podcast. Go on, press the button. You know you want to. But anyway, you know, I always worry about that, you know, when you go into the school and you're like, and you're sitting on the little chairs, like.
Oh, what is that about?
When I would have went.
It's like Elf.
Yeah. Yeah.
There were proper chairs. Now, the secondary school, there's like 15 teachers. And I have to get a list of our teachers and my subjects. And you have to go around and there's like a bench. And you sit on the bench and you queue to see the teacher. And then you move to the next one.
I have to take a list, is this one, is that one?
I can't remember, you know what I mean? Like, obviously I have to go and me and my husband have to go because I can't hear anything other than they're brilliant, they're great.
Oh, for God's sake.
And if they're not saying that to me, I'm looking at them going.
Are you questioning them?
Oh, come here, listen, I'm all in. Do you know what I mean? Obviously they are brilliant and great. And I have to be honest with you, I think like, you know, we've had great experiences. Do you know what I mean?
Of course, yeah.
But on the flip side of it, I'm still inside, like nervous, taking me back to, oh, Jesus Christ, you know.
Is that because you got bad reports?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but you are like.
School wasn't my thing.
That's fair enough. That's fine.
You bring the best out of Sandra. I
wasn't academic at all. Like, I mean, come on, they kicked me out in fifth year. I'd never pass.
Look at you now.
Look at me now.
Look at you
Tucker
now.
Tucker the long haired fairy.
Is that what you were called?
Yeah.
Tucker the long haired fairy.
Tucker your long haired fairy. Get down here now.
Oh, I love that.
But
you should have got that tattooed across your back.
I was, like, if I was in school now, like, even thinking back, I was a little brat.
You were a wagon.
I don't remember that as growing up.
She went to my secondary school.
No, I wasn't.
So, like, I was able to do my own thing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even in my house.
Well, I remember having a conversation with me ma when I was going to secondary school, and there is a gap between the three of us. And I remember me ma saying, you are not going to a school in town because your sister's carried on so disgraceful that I need to give you a fresh start. So we're looking
at that. That's why I went out there, yeah.
Yeah, we never knew that.
Yeah. That was a conversation we had.
Well, my school was closed at that time, I'd imagine.
Yeah, but.
My school is still gone.
Yeah.
But it's carried on. Disgraceful.
Yeah, but then, in fairness, when they let me go nicely, and my ma dragged me back because whatever, I passed. Do you know what I mean? But they pushed me to pass. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? They would say to me every day, Tucker, you're not going to pass. Tucker, you're not going to pass. And what really annoyed me was when the bleeding lever results came out, I was at a wedding down the country.
You passed.
And I passed. And I just wanted to go there and jump on the table and go, see, I did it.
Whereas when I left, no one came looking for me. And I left like 3 months before me leaving cert. And other people left at the same time. Got knocks on the doors.
For what?
To go back to school because it was an awful pity that you wouldn't. It was only 3 months before me leaving cert. But I put a lot of groundwork in. I went to see the local TD. I was making sure if I was going, I was getting out and I had somewhere to go to. So they couldn't really say no. But no one knocked on. No one darkened their door. They were like, see her, she's gone. Good luck.
You were obviously a wagon though.
You let the teacher's tyres down on the car.
That's serial killer stuff.
We're going to give you a laugh.
Hold on a minute. Can we just rewind?
So you know the locks on the door?
Yeah.
We took the barrow and we locked it on and then she used to go around the poor box.
No.
That's shocking.
It was one of those schools. It was like St. Trinian's.
I don't know how you didn't end up in Mount Joy.
Great memories.
Never mind the knock on the door.
We used to rob the fruit going to the fruit markets.
I remember you telling me that.
And the teacher turned the blackboard and we'd lob the fruit at each other.
Ah, yous were animals. Hooligans.
That's why that school closed down.
Yeah, it's probably,
It was a great school. It was a great school.
Sounds great.
Oh, God.
Great memories I have.
I'd love to hear other people's memories from their childhood school days.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So if anybody's out there that wants to get in touch, you know, give us a little email or whatever.
But I mean, who lets their teachers' cars wheels down?
She did.
Oh,
yeah. She did.
Yeah, because it was like...
Were you the ringleader?
No.
Oh, you were a follower.
No, I wasn't a follower. I wasn't.
So you were saying you're a sheep.
No, I'm not. Never a sheep.
Do I come across as a sheep? Know.
So she's not a shepherd. She's a sheep.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a sheep.
Definitely not.
But I didn't come up with the idea.
But you went along with it.
I executed it.
You went along with it. Yeah, there you go.
I didn't make the balls, you throwed them. Or you throwed them.
No, you did make the balls, you let other people fire them or whatever that saying is.
I was part of a group.
Oh God.
But I wasn't like a bad person. It was fun. Whatever.
They love to hate you, did they?
Ah, yeah. I was a cheeky chappy.
Yeah.
Catch them whatever makes you sleep better at night.
Yeah. Can you put your head in that pillow and be okay?
Yeah, I can be shy. You're
in my bollocks.
Okay. Like, who cares? This is your past. You have to own it. That's what you did.
But are you going to be honest and tell your kids about that?
No.
Well, they know now.
Absolutely
they
not.
Know now.
Kids having a clue what
so
you do.
So now they have the balls to fire.
Yeah.
Well, you did this, Matt, yeah, so I'm going to do it.
That. Yeah, look, yeah. And there's a load more in that bucket, but we're not bringing that out.
No, please
it's
don't.
Like Pandora's box. If we open it, we can't close it.
It's a can of worms,
yeah,
isn't it?
But I think this is a safe space. So, Catherine, don't be afraid to share.
share, and share again.
You know what to say. Sharing is caring.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's like I never went on the Mitch, which I didn't. I always had a backstory.
I just need to clarify for people, the Mitch means going on the bunk. If you don't know what going on the bunk means, going on, you know,
truancy.
Skipping school.
Truancy.
Just not turning up for school.
Skipping school.
But I always made sure, see, I have to have a plan in place.
Yeah, you see, newspaper, no, I hear you there.
Hang on.
That's where I'm going.
Hang on. Is she saying she's going through the newspaper?
Yeah.
She's picking a debt and saying you're going to a funeral.
Yeah.
Oh, calculate it. Completely calculate it. But now, see, I could have done that as well. Air school, if you were caught wearing trousers, they'd send you home to get your skirt. So I would purposely put my jeans on. Because I knew when I went in, they'd go, Tucker, go home and get your skirt. So I'd have to walk out of school, get the bus, get home, get my skirt on and get the bus back. You're looking at the morning's gone.
Are you going to be honest and tell people about how you used to make sponsor cards and make me go around the doors and get money off people and say it was for your school and go and spend it in town?
Not at all.
Are you raging them at the same? Because I'm incriminating you.
Who didn't do that as kids?
We all did it.
Everybody did that as kids.
We all
did you not?
Well, I didn't do it as a kid.
Yes, they did.
Okay, so Sandra used to make these random sponsor cards and then me like a dope used to go around like, oh, my sister's doing this for school and she'd be sitting at home doing whatever and then I'd go back with all these like, you know, money and she'd be like, oh, thanks. And little did I know that she'd probably go on the Harp the weekend or Club M or somewhere and she would, but you know what really bothers me about this, Sandra? You
get
didn't even give me a pound back in the day even to say, come here, great effort there.
But you know what I did give you?
Life skills.
You know why I get? Because they follow through in later life.
Did they, yeah?
You know when you used to make the headbands?
Yeah, but I didn't rob people.
Hold on a minute.
I didn't rob
people. Used to rob us of air time.
Oh.
So yous would go and get his a poster of all the counties in Ireland, all the colours, and go and get the wool. Us two,
yeah,
on the
platting all day, all night.
Platting all day, all night. Did we get a penny?
Never got a washer off you.
I don't, okay.
No, so there you go.
So how many headbands did you make?
Hold on a minute. I done the sponsor cards and you didn't get a penny, but you brought.
But I was legit.
That.
I was a legit business.
So no, you weren't. You got arrested.
Okay,
you got arrested because you didn't have a license.
You can't arrest a child.
Let me break this down.
So my first business, I am an entrepreneur. But my first business we went into, so obviously we live in town, we don't live too far from Crow Park. So we decided, well, me and my brother decided that we would go into a little business. We would get the fixtures of all the matches in Crow Park. We'd go get wool and we would make, you know, all these headbands and sell them to all the people coming up from the country. Grant. So anyway, I don't remember ever used to working in the sweat factory in the sit room.
Oh my God, so she for real?
Okay, so did you do all the plaits?
No, my mad did.
No, she didn't.
Okay.
She's two hands.
Okay.
How many plaits can she
so
do?
So we used to make loads and loads
One,
and loads.
One, two, three. Like stones on the top and we had to plait.
Okay.
All day,
so anyway, what used to happen was then I would go out on a Sunday and sell them, but I didn't have a license. Obviously, I was a kid and obviously I was trying to undercut
the other
people.
But she was legal. Just let us point that out. She was legal.
I was probably about 12.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, potted around, all around, and it was so funny because everyone else was selling the headbands for either like a pound. I was selling them 2 for a pound. Yes, bang, bing, they were gone in seconds.
Hundreds you made.
Hundreds we made. So we were on something, but I do remember someone giving me a bogey 20.
I remember that.
So what happened was someone came up to me and was like, oh, I want to get 2, I want to get 4 off you, grand. Hand me a 20 and I gave them back change. I'm thinking grand because all them coins were gone. And when I went home, it was a bogey.
Oh no.
Now, isn't that wrong to do that
on a kid?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's
and
nosy.
So I remember then.
How did you know it was bogey? I bet you my dad.
Oh, my dad checked it. Yeah, my dad knew it was bogey. So anyway, I remember then pottering along, selling the headbands. Yeah, not a bother. And then next of all, a copper came along and was like, you, where's your license? And I was like, officer, I'm a child. How could I have a license? And I was just like, what? I mean skull halt by the scruff into the police station.
Really?
Right? Oh, 100%. Yeah. So I just spin this yarn about, listen, we've no money. This is how we're not.
We're poor, we're officer. Poor. We're poor. I was like, for my next meal.
Anyway, the police officer was like, go sell crazy somewhere else. Because he knew, you know, yeah. I was a street urchin.
He'd seen you for weeks.
Yeah,
on end.
He knew. He was probably watching me, yeah. And I probably made more money in that day than he made on his week's wages. Yeah, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But anyway, I tell you what he did. So he says to me, if I see you again, he says, I'm going to take them off you and throw them all in the bin. And I was like, yeah, 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 okay. So I went around the other corner and cracked on because business was business, lads. And we
money
were
to be
booming.
Yeah.
We were booming.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was grand. So he followed me. So he came around, took them all off me, threw them in the bin. And there was somebody's leftover plastic cup of beer. And he poured the beer all
little
over.
Shit.
Use our hard work, apparently.
Oh my God.
That's shocking.
Yeah.
Hope he slept well that night. Probably didn't give a shit.
Well, to be honest with you, I only had a few left because I was like,
Money was made.
Yeah. It was, you know, yeah. I was going home. We were getting a curry that night. You know what I mean?
And
I was feeding you all at this stage.
Did you feed us all?
Probably not.
No, there you go.
But anyway.
Gone out.
Yeah,
We were back in business next week. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was the first kind of legit I felt business. I wasn't going around robbing people, knocking on their doors, asking for like money for
I wasn't knocking, you were doing that.
A sponsor day.
You were doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well that's
not
true.
Really? For, so you know. Own it
for a sponsor day that wasn't
I was sitting at home while you were doing that.
I see that, yeah.
It's like when I used to do the Brassos.
Ah, she loved doing the Brassos.
You made a good bit of bob on that.
Made a load of money.
Okay,
on
when
that.
You say do the Brassos, for anyone who doesn't know, obviously I know because
explain it, Catherine.
I'm traumatized.
So I used to go out every Saturday morning with my cloth and my Brasso, bottle of Brasso, and I do the handle and the letterbox.
Yeah,
in the flats, they have a letterbox with a knocker on it and a handle, and I think it was like 50 pence. But for a pound, I'd wash your windowsill as well.
Your windowsill.
And she loved
not
it.
Not your window, your windowsill.
What did you do the window for?
I got a pound, the whole lot. So next to 50 pence, I got the windowsill. But look at how many flats. 3 blocks of flats.
Gotcha.
A lot of money made.
That's gold.
Oh, I'll tell you now.
How long did you do that for?
A good while. And then we got to the stage, we built up a few bob, and I went into, and then forget going to Cleary's into the basement, and he had loads of boxer shorts.
Why would you buy boxer shorts?
Because it was cheapest thing in the shop.
Okay.
Bought a load of boxer shorts, and then went around all the doors that I cleaned the browsers for, selling the boxer shorts.
Do you want to buy boxer shorts?
What?
Yeah, I remember there was bags of boxer shorts of yours.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm making money.
But did that not lead then to you doing your little stall?
In with our Redcast Market.
Because do you not remember when we were kids, she would always...
Hang on, I'm still on the boxers.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. For starters, so inappropriate for a young girl to be knocking on someone's door saying, hey,
oh, Jesus, when you say it like that,
yeah obviously.
Hang on.
But back in the day when no one knew nothing,
and it was a bargain.
Okay. I never thought of it like
calm
that.
Calm the freaking ham here, people, because I'm sure people at home are listening and saying, what the fuck is going on? Because my mind is like, hang on. So let's take a step back here. So I get the business of the Brassos and the knocker and the window.
Windowsill.
I understand you're going into Cleary's and looking for the cheapest thing.
Yeah.
There had to be other things than buying boxers. Like, what made you think boxers?
It was the cheapest thing in the shop. And there was Gandhi, a big, big, huge, you know, the steel brass.
Right, okay.
So it was like 20 quid's worth of boxer shorts.
We buy the boxer shorts.
Big, big bags and come home.
So then you're a young girl. Yeah. Knock, knock, knock. Do you want to buy some boxer shorts?
Yeah. And you know the funny thing is, they weren't even in packets. You were in the one bag. She had to rip it to the bag.
All the sizes.
Yeah. What
small
size?
Small, medium, and large.
Like, what
small,
you
small like? Medium, and
that
large.
That was the next fucking thing. So are you a large? Are you a medium? Like, at what stage
are
is this?
Oh,
I'm actually
are you hypoallergenic?
So then you see a man walking down the street. Oh, he's weird.
Have you got sensory issues?
And you know what? I'm just thinking, like... I knew most of the people that were wearing them, but I never, it wasn't even came into my head.
Do you think they bought them because they felt sorry for you?
Yeah, probably.
I'm actually starting to overheat now.
They probably did.
Pull your collar neck away from
where was my man dad at this stage?
They were a great idea.
My man was on
into
sizes.
No.
I had a bag of small, a bag of medium, a bag of large, any particular colour style.
Oh my God, I'm weak for this family.
But
may have me little.
She used to customise all her own clothes.
No, I understand that.
And daisies.
And I'm okay with that. Like, yeah. I mean, I'm okay with that. It's just the boxers, small, medium, and large. Did we sell out of all these boxers?
Oh, completely.
Gone.
Sold out of the boxers.
People still wearing them.
No. If anybody that Catherine Saul boxers do listen to this, please get in touch.
Oh, please get in touch. People that still live in me where my mar is,
they're still wearing them.
They bought the boxers up.
You know the way they wear the jeans down, you see them hanging out on top. She's like, they're my boxers.
Oh my God. Well, they're not Calvin Klein, let's be honest.
That was the start of a
Clary's basement.
50 pence a packet or something.
Come on, right. While I'm getting over this, because I'm actually starting to break out in a sweat and getting a red rash and everything. Like, I can't believe that for start. Imagine, like, when you say it out loud like that.
Exactly. When I'm thinking of it now, I'm like, Jesus. Well, I never to my door with boxes, I'd be like, are you robbed? Where'd you get them? Where's your parents?
Yeah.
That's now. But yeah, back then. And then obviously think of it, like, me man, that
it was innocent though, wasn't it?
We weren't little brats. We were nice little kids.
So you're basically an entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
Aren't you one now?
Yeah.
So you're going 100%. On the Dragon's Den and you're bringing a whole load of boxes with you.
Yeah. God bless.
I think there's a space in the market for this.
Well, I'm delighted for you. I'm not getting involved. If this is a business venture, I'm not here for it. Now I need to circle back because I'm exhausted.
Oh, okay.
That's the knock of me for six.
Can't believe you didn't know that.
No.
I tell you, learning so much on this pod, so much.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I need to take it down a notch because I'm actually starting to hyperventilate at the thoughts of a young girl walking around with boxers. Anyway.
No one had a problem selling them to me.
And no one had a problem buying them, apparently. But let's take it back. Let's circle back. Oh my, and I'm telling you, this is definitely a conversation starter for all these school moms who are going to be listening that know us. They're
going
to be
like, exactly. Tell us about boxers. You're going to get loads of boxers in the post.
They're going to be saying, there's that ma, you want to sit in the car now, Catherine. Don't
get out of the car ever again.
Yeah, I can't.
You've got to wear boxers to school.
Yeah, I do.
I can't. Catherine, because you're so creative and you're an entrepreneur and all of that jazz, how do you feel about making lunches?
I make them every day.
Are you going to start selling them around the doors?
Well, no, fairness.
Oh, here we go.
I did start. My first proper job was in a deli.
Okay.
Making sandwiches. I used to make homemade coleslaw when I was about 12, 14.
So were you the type of mammy that's giving the kids a four-course meal?
No, my kids eat, they're very finicky. Like, they don't eat a lot. My lunches would be very bland and it annoys me. But they're not into...
But they're eating what you're giving them.
Yeah, because that's all they want.
Yeah, but are you making a lunch the night before? Are you one of those?
Fresh.
Oh,
every morning I make the lunch.
Sandra, I don't know what you're talking about. You don't make a lunch full stuff.
I don't know. I don't. 100% don't. And that was the deal in our house. So in our school, we have a choice of hot school dinners or lunches. And me was like, yeah, have hot dinners because then you don't have to do the lunch. You're like, have hot dinners. Please have hot dinners.
I'm blow drying my hair.
Yeah, exactly. Please have hot dinners. And like, oh no, we don't want them. We want to have packed lunches. Okay. Well, I mean, the deal is then, if you want a packed lunch, you make your own.
You pack your own lunch.
You make your own. And that's been going on since the kids were... old enough to have a knife and butter.
Are you supervising them?
No.
Well, how do you know what's in them?
I know what's in them. I buy the ingredients for the lunches. I know what they're putting in them. I know they'll have a sandwich. I know they'll probably have a packet of crisps.
We're not allowed crisps.
Chocolate bar. Nuts in it, obviously, because of allergies.
No chocolate either.
But like one of the kids wouldn't even do it. She'd have like olives and salami and stuff. So I know what's going in the lunch boxes. And I'm happy not to make a lunch because in the end of the day, life lessons, girls.
Well,
life lessons. Like, if you had to make your own lunch when you were a kid, you might be making your own dinners now, Olive.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
It's all life lessons. No. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a ham sambo.
Can you make a ham sambo?
I hate ham sambos. Absolutely not.
So do you make your lunches?
Jesus, no.
There you go.
So who makes your kids' lunches?
She doesn't do dinner or a lunch.
Yeah, well, listen, do we look like we're all malnutrition? No, we're grand.
So who makes them?
So the school makes them as hot lunches.
You get them in your school.
Yep.
Kitchen. I've got a kitchen.
I have a kitchen. As in my own house.
Oh, well, I know. Well, you don't have a kitchen in your own house.
But come here, I think lunches are a pain in the hole.
Because you don't want to make them. That's
no,
why.
It's not because I don't want to make them. It's like for starters, if you don't have the ingredients, then you have to go out and get
them. That's
like,
what your shopping's for.
No, I understand that. But if you run out of stuff, like, do you know what I mean?
You don't, because you know what's in your fridge. And if you close the packet and there's no ham in it,
you need to know on Sunday. Coming on Monday. No. It's not something that just pops up.
Oh, come here. Oh my God,
we've got school tomorrow.
Now you're going to say, do you not iron the uniforms on a Sunday?
Here's one. If you run out of bread on a Monday,
yeah,
do you not replace it?
No, probably not. Not on a Monday.
Even if you know your kids had to have school?
No.
Say one of the kids wants a bit of toast.
Well, they can have hot Cocoa Pops or something.
I go to shops at least once a day.
I know. No, you don't. You go to shop four times a day. And time I talk to you, like, I'm in Aldi, I'm in Tesco, I'm in Dunnes. That's your life.
Yeah, but because like you need food. If you run out of something, you got to replace it because if they come looking for it, you need to have it.
If one of my kids say to me in the morning, I want to have toast, I say, listen, we don't have bread.
We have Cocoa Noodles.
No, have a few Pringles. You'd be grand. I might say, have Cocoa Pops. Like, have a few Frosties, you're grand. And then I'll potter through every day and then I'll get the bread. I'm not like you used to. Staunch on. Oh my God. I don't have, like, Catherine, your hair would go up in flames. Your head would pop off if you had no bread.
I know.
You have to have bread and milk. They're essential.
Now, if I didn't have milk, that's a whole other conversation.
Well, there you go. Did you wake up in the morning and you have a cup of tea and have no milk?
Oh, no, I'd snap.
Yeah.
I'd snap someone's neck like a
cracker. Now, that's where a WhatsApp group comes in handy. Anybody got a bit of milk?
I wouldn't ask me. I wouldn't put that in a WhatsApp group.
Are you just, are you serious?
On a group of WhatsApp. Like, no. You wouldn't ask your neighbour for a bit of milk?
Never.
You wouldn't ask your neighbour for a bit of milk?
No. I wouldn't run out of milk. But if I needed an onion, and I have done.
Or an egg?
No.
No.
What?
Hang on.
A tin of beans?
If I'm making something that I don't usually make.
You're telling me I haven't gone shopping?
No, very rarely. But if the kids wanted, say, beans on toast, and I'd no beans, I'd text your neighbour 2 doors down, and you've got a pack of beans.
Hang on. So you're telling me you text the neighbour, you say you go to shop. I just say no to my kids. I say, listen, why don't we not just have something else? Why don't we not have a little toast?
I'd probably say have something else, or I'd go to shop.
I have no problem asking my neighbour for something.
If it was like 6 or 7 o'clock at night and the shop, it was too late and I wasn't going out and I needed something, I would ask one or two that I'd say, have you got that? But I wouldn't be putting in a WhatsApp group.
Absolutely not.
Not a group. I mean a WhatsApp message to your neighbour.
No.
Oh, no. I do it all the time.
You're on your own there, sister.
I'm not on my own because my neighbours do it to me, and we have a great relationship when it comes to that shit.
I'd make a phone call.
No.
I wouldn't WhatsApp it.
Have you got any neighbours? My mother-in-law, it's great sometimes.
I'd rather jump in the car and fly down the garage.
Yeah.
If I needed milk.
Would you?
Yeah.
You wouldn't go for bread, though?
No, for bread.
No,
kitchen had Pringles.
Anyway, bread's the devil. We all know that.
Yeah. True story.
Do you know what I mean?
True story.
It's only padding.
But I definitely wouldn't be in a WhatsApp group going, hey, can you.
Not a group, just a message.
No one does that. That's not normal.
Oh, no, I'll have loads of people do it. You need to get involved. You need to get involved.
I need a full shop. It's a drop
game. It's a game changer.
Yeah, but I think I was thinking like the school WhatsApp group, 50 people in it. Like this is like between two of you.
Yeah.
But you don't have a WhatsApp group for someone on your road. Like you don't have friends on your road.
Yeah, well, I do. I like my neighbours on my road, but I wouldn't be knocking
not,
in
you're
saying,
not close
hey,
to
I wouldn't be saying
a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, probably.
Oh no, I'd ring Catherine and be like, are you on your way? Where are you?
Yeah.
We'll swing by.
Grab's cup of tea.
Swing by and drop us this, will you?
Sure, Catherine was knocking into me the other day and I was like, now Catherine, I'm not putting bleach down my toilet, so I don't give a shit. Just come. And she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm not putting bleach. Because when it's so funny, I'd be like, oh, Catherine's coming. And I have to whip around and, you know, click.
The best cleaning you'll ever do.
Yeah, I just do a quick whip around and try and put some clothes away, throw some stuff somewhere. And then I'm like, just throw bleach down the toilet because, like, God knows what way my bathroom will be. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, where is. The Catherine's is the opposite. You could actually scald the arse off yourself because,
with the bleach.
Yeah, there's bleach still on the toilet because it needs to sit there, it needs to do its job, and then they wipe it off.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? Where sometimes I just go in, use the toilet, scald the arse off myself. That will never happen in my house. Stick that in your WhatsApp group.
I will do.
Yeah,
too. 100%.
Well, one more before we lock this up because I'm at the learning loads. I'm still stuck on the boxers, by the way.
I mean, I can't believe you didn't know that.
Yeah. Right, let's go on.
Okay. Are you ready for this one?
Oh, no, yeah. I'm not.
What is it? Why are you saying
I'm only messing? I'm only messing.
Go on then.
I'm only messing. Would you be embarrassed leaving a WhatsApp group, regardless of it being a school one or anyone? Are you a bit, do you get the ick a bit when you want to get out? You don't want to be in the group, but you don't want, Olive has left the group.
No, because WhatsApp have done a new thing now where they don't know.
Give over. Really?
Now and then you're saying to me, slagging me, you don't know about the mute button.
Stop.
Oh, it's gone from WhatsApp now.
Are you serious?
100%. Nobody gets a notification anymore.
You're
going
to take a chance and leave the group to see if it comes up.
Oh, come here. I don't want to be named and shamed.
Oh, no, you won't be named and shamed anymore. Leave any group you want. Nobody will know.
Are you sure?
110. It's a game changer.
But why do you want to leave the group? They're obviously in the group for a reason. People have put you in there for something.
I don't.
Some groups you want to leave.
Catherine. Yeah, some groups.
Some groups you want to leave.
Some groups.
Yeah, there's a lot of groups I want to leave, but I can't because they're all work associated. I'm just like
if I have my little splinter
beep,
group.
Beep, beep, stop annoying me.
If I have my splinter group going on, then I don't need to be in the 79 messages group. But come here, is this only a new thing?
I don't think. It's a few months.
How did you find out about this?
Somebody told me about it.
But have you done it yourself?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
Sure you didn't come up with.
Yeah.
No, I'm not making it up. I know I'm not making it up.
No, but did you have someone check
it? Can somebody check that, please?
Yeah.
Can we Google that? Checked. No, I know. I would actually put it
in
my heart.
Did you ever get when you put a message into the wrong
oh,
group?
Oh, my God.
And then it says delete for you or delete for all. And you're like, I don't know.
Delete for you. And then you can't go back and delete for all.
Yeah.
And then you're goofed because you can't even remember
where I send voice notes. And sometimes I'm like, oh, my God, am I in the right group? And I have to, while I'm in the middle of the voice note, check that I'm in the right group because I could be talking about any one of you at either any time to anybody.
I know. It's too much going on. That's
you know what I mean?
I hit that mic button and it doesn't record and then all the person gets is, for fuck's sake, this bleeding phone. I just can't do it. I just can't in sync. And I even hate texting messages because I'm reading it and I'm overthinking it.
She always needs a text message.
No, I won't text.
Give me that, I'll text it for you.
I'm no good.
Yeah. I just send the voice.
I'd rather make a phone call.
Yeah, I'd rather
just hit the button and say, hey, what's the story? Can you do this? It's too long. And then you're reading it going, it doesn't really sound right. Does that come across
bad? No one does that. No one gives a shit. You just send it.
Yeah, but I'm very much of that generation that I didn't text. Like, that's not my gig. So I don't want to come across as
catching texts around a long time.
Whatever you want to call it. What?
It's around a long time. Your generation. Well, you're making yourself an agent.
Yeah, but I'm of the, make the phone call.
Yeah, well, I'll be with you on that.
Takes 2 seconds to make a phone call.
To wrap this scenario up in the WhatsApp.
To leave this group.
Yeah, to leave this group, we've tucked into, Sandra has given us loads of knowledge on that. We're all going to leave every WhatsApp group we have now. Yeah, because we know notifications.
As soon as we sign off from here, I'm going to show you.
Okay, that's good. And for people out there, thank you, Sandra, for that.
That's no problem.
And I hear people through this microphone.
I'm educating you all your life.
Saying thank you. People are thanking you for this.
I know, thanks.
But then we're probably going to get loads of mail saying, are you three dopes? How did you not know that?
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll accept that as well. Catherine might go into our, boxing business, as in our boxer shorts business. Yeah, hopefully
merch,
not.
Merch.
That was so inappropriate. I apologise to people who are listening to that who are probably shocked.
Please let us know if you still have them boxer shorts.
Yeah.
Please do.
And then I'm going to sign off to say that, listen, I'm here for WhatsApp groups. Once they're splinter groups, nobody wants 79 messages in a group. If you're doing
calm
that,
down,
just stop.
Yeah, calm down.
And all the mammies on the PTAs and the ones that
well,
get involved.
Thank you.
We love you.
And the teachers.
Because there's people like you and there's people like us. And we need people like you.
100%. Exactly.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Well, that's a wrap. And if you love this episode, go on and follow us on Insta at Tuck In Sisters. Linktree is in the bio. Share, subscribe on the podcast. Go on, press the button. You know you want to.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.